So let's go ahead, and I sent out the agenda a couple of days ago. So this is the opening and welcome. I think that we, if we just want to, you know, jump right into it, let's go to the action points in the in the minutes of the previous meeting, which was on September 2nd, I think. So we had action one, which was for Jack to contact Keith Mitchell to establish whether OARC's offer to host a platform still stands. So Jacques, do you have any news there?
I was talking on mute. No, the latest email is the one I sent to the group. And at the ICANN LA DNS OARC meeting, there's going to be a board of director meeting, and that's where they're going to decide if they do support our project.
Okay.
In mid-October.
What I would like to add, I know it's explicit on the messages. Keith is all in forward of supporting that. So I think if we do some gathering during the ICANN meeting with OARC board members, we could probably convince them that this something that we would really like to have.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Great. Proactive approach is a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah, so are you guys going to be there in LA? Because I'm not.
I will.
Yeah, I'll be there.
So can I give you guys the action point to have a chat with Keith and the board members?
Sounds good.
Okay.
Yeah, sounds good to me, too.
Are you writing this down, Gabi? Because
yes,
otherwise
yes,
I'll...
Yes, okay. Okay. I can do it here as well. Sorry, yeah. I'll do that in the room as well.
Okay, thank you. All right, and then we had two other action points. One was to come up with a time slot for the CCNZO meeting agenda. I think you did this, Gabi, right?
Yes. I just want to, but I do want to say something regarding this. So, Christian, you said that because the time slot that I arranged was just after we have a security session at 15:35 to 15:45 local time, and Christian, you said that you would prefer some likely earlier time slot because you will not be there and you wanted to do it on the phone, the update on the phone. I can arrange this. I think I told you I can arrange this that we at least half an hour earlier. However, I have also been talking to the program working group chair, and she said, and rightly so, that in the past, all those surveys, et cetera, have shown that people really don't like phone updates because it's often hard to focus and it's hard to follow. And, our experience is quite bad, actually, with that. We can set it up. That's no problem. But we actually think that the message will not come across as well as it could. So we would like to suggest that you perhaps appoint someone who could do the update instead of you. We have scheduled just 10 minutes for this, so it would be great if someone could do it instead, if you don't mind.
That's right. I don't mind at all. I think Jacques already raised his hand like two conference calls ago to do this, so I'm not sure if you'd love to, Jacques.
I can do the update. You do the slides, I do the update. That's
all right, let's do it like that. I do the slides, you do the talking.
That's easy.
Okay, I'll put this down as an action item to Shaq so that you do the update, and you do the slides, Christian.
Yeah, please do it. Please do it like this. Yeah, that will be great.
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay. All right. So thank you for that, Gabi. Then action point number three was for you as well, Gabi, to set up a doodle for this conference call.
That's done.
Closed. All right, good. Okay, so that was the standard agenda item for the conference call. So the other two items I put there was the status update with DNS OARC, but I think we basically already covered that because you didn't. There was no news from OARC. Plus, Jacques already put the description of the service in the document, so I think that's fine. The only question I still had, but I'm not sure, I read the document a couple of days ago, but the only question I still had is if a PGP key wouldn't make things too difficult, because I understood that the DNS, the Ops Trust service requires everyone to have a PGP key.
Yes, it's required. It's required because if someone sends an encrypted message to the group, if the guy has no PGP key, he cannot receive it.
Yeah, yeah. Now the
remailer would not have the this option, but I'm quite sure this is probably something that is possible to change. I think with some. Probably with some intervention in the code, but as Jacques said, we have to make an assessment of actually what is possible or not to do.
Yep.
Without any coding.
Yeah. Because the thing that worried me a little bit was that we said that simplicity or usability is very important, and that a PGP key might be, you know, might be too difficult for some people.
Yeah, I understand, Christian, but. But actually, if we drop this this requirement, we only have to have a web portal that with a list of the contacts and a mailing list, and then we are done.
Great.
All right. Yeah,
you should make. But I understand what you said, and what we could do is actually. Remove the requirements of having a PGP key to participate on unencrypted messages. So that said, it would be a customization of the system if this is actually not already possible. The Ops Trust operational model, it's not. If you don't have a PGP key, you will be in a state that you can't even receive or send unencrypted messages.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
But I share your concern regarding the too high technical bar to enter the system.
Yeah. But anyway, maybe we should, you know, maybe this should also be part of the discussion with OR to check what is actually possible with their off trust system. So maybe this is something we need to, you know, postpone until you guys have a chat with the with Keith in LA, because he will know, right?
I'm not that I don't have this I don't actually I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we'll check with him.
Okay. I just wanted to flag it as a concern, that's all. Okay. So in terms of agenda item number 3, I think we're pretty much, you know, that's, we pretty much covered the status on DNS OARC. Then agenda item number 4, which is the interaction with regional organizations. I put this agenda item on the agenda because I received an email from Don Hollander, which I sent to you guys, saying that there is a similar initiative or a similar system in the Asia-Pacific region. And also I know that through an email that Jacques sent to me, that the center people are also doing something similar in terms of a contact repository. So they basically put up a website and asked everybody to, you know, ask the center members to fill out their contact details. So I think that maybe we should somehow liaise with these regional organizations more frequently, also because this is one of the important requirements that we of the working group, if you look at the charter. So I was kind of thinking that maybe we can, because we have, like, the people in the working group are basically covering the entire globe. So I was thinking that maybe everybody of a specific region could check with their regional organization what the status, if they're working on something like this, and what the status is, so that we at least have a good overview of what's going on around the world. Would that make sense?
Sure.
Because the situation I would like to avoid is that we do this at the end of the working group's life cycle, and then find out that there's a, you know, that there's a regional organization that's much further than we got, for example.
Yeah, and doing overlapping work. I could definitely say that Black TLD is not doing something actively in this direction. But next week we will have a technical workshop here in São Paulo, and with participation with actually from ICANN and even some center members will be here in São Paulo, and I could talk to the people regarding this, and including with Carolina, that is the general manager of LAC TLD.
Okay. Yeah, that would be great. So I could do the same for Center, so to, you know, keep a close eye on what they're doing, because, well, we're part of Center. And maybe we could ask Geng Da to do the same for, you know, APNIC. And then maybe Abibu for Africa, for the Africa region. And then I think we have everything, right? Am I missing something? Am I missing a regional organization? Jacques, please go ahead.
So we should draft a quick email on what we need the team to do for each region, like contact the CSORT organization, see what they have, and check, I don't know, a couple of bullets for that.
Okay.
They have instructions to follow.
Yeah, I can do that. Can you give me that action point, Gami?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, Christian, to draft an email, that's going to be used in the contact or with the region?
Yeah, so that I think so that we all ask the same questions. I think that's what Jacques means.
Okay.
But, Christian, if you draft this message, I could actually send it to the regional TLD organization boards. We actually have a mailing list. And I'm on the LAC TLD board, so that's why I'm telling. I'm on that mailing list, and all board members from all regional organization TLDs are there. So,
okay, that would be
that
great.
Helps.
Yeah, that helps a lot. All right, great. Okay, so then in that case, we have, let's say, a better interaction with the regional organizations. At least that's what I'm hoping for.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, guys, as I said, unfortunately, I have to drop out and talk to you guys later. Sorry, and have a nice day. Bye-bye.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Take care.
All right. Well, I think we pretty much covered most of the agenda anyway, unless there's other agenda items that I forgot. So maybe we should... draft a summary for the community. So I think that maybe we should say that we at least updated the document, because that's the input that Jacques put in there. I think we updated the group on the status of the interaction with OARC, and we.
Is this going to be mentioned, Christian? Because this was still sensitive information at last time.
Oh, sensitive? Why?
And that OARC was the one to support. Right,
oh,
Zach?
Okay.
This was something that still wasn't meant to...
We're looking with an external organization, I guess, if you want.
Yeah, okay. We could word it like that, yeah.
Because we didn't really want to talk about Ops Trust.
Mm-hmm.
But we could, yeah. Well, let's keep it generic.
Yeah, let's keep it generic. Okay. And the third thing that we did during this call, I think, is that we agreed on contacting the regional organizations to basically get an overview of what they're doing and interact with them more proactively. Right?
That's about it.
Yeah. Okay. So, Jacques, before I forget, thank you for updating the document.
Okay.
There was.
Do we want to update it more? Because there's a lot of stuff at the there's a motivating scenario on top. I'm not sure what to do there. Do we want to?
You're not sure
what the scenario is.
Yeah, the thing I had in my mind was that we should, like you said, describe a scenario in which the system would actually, in which we could, demonstrate or motivate the added value of the system.
Yeah.
Or do you think it's obvious?
Oh, we should DNS OK or configure or something like that.
Yeah. Yes, that's right. Yeah. Yeah.
So I think the next big step on the document is once we get a go or no go from DNS OR,
mm-hmm.
then we rewrite it to match what the service is going to be, and then we're done.
Yeah, that's true. But I think that we also have a couple of requirements that are, independent of what type of system we will select in the end. That's what. And also what we need to do is we need to, independent of the system, we need to think about the, admission procedures, which is something I forgot to put on the agenda. What kind of procedure do we follow to add new members to the system? Or would we also reuse OWASP processes for that? I'm not sure.
Okay.
Do you have any idea, Jean?
It depends on if we use the NSORC, if we use the Ops Trust Portal mm-hmm. as is, without modification, then mm-hmm. there's going to be individual that are going to be the super administrator. They would add all the requests and validate that they are indeed part of the CCTLD.
Okay.
And it'd be done like that until we can modify the code to support the key contact adding alternate contacts.
Mm-hmm.
To be centralized administration until we can code it to be distributed.
Okay. And so if you look at figure one, the overview that I drew a while ago, then you would have in the OARC, you would have, let's say, one administrator for the entire system, so to speak, plus you would have an administrator per CCTLD.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's right. And
yeah, so
in the beginning,
maybe I should
modify the picture. Yeah.
Yeah. So maybe I should modify the picture accordingly, so that we have, an administrator per CCTLD, who's the person that can modify the information about the particular CCTLD. Plus, we have, let's say, the system administrator, who's somebody who oversees the entire system. That makes it a little bit more flexible, I guess. And also, we might have different requirements for these different two different roles.
Yeah.
Okay.
That diagram. What's the source for that? You do that in PowerPoint or?
Yeah, it's PowerPoint. But I put it in there as a picture, so unfortunately, I need to also update it in PowerPoint and then put it back in there. Okay. So, maybe I should have a read through chapters 1 through 5 and update it.
Yeah.
And then leave chapter 6 as is, because that's actually what what we're looking into right now. Okay.
And then once you're done, I can give it a read also.
Yeah, great.
I added a bunch of requirement and rationale in there too.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah, that's great. Thanks.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I'm good.
Okay. I will do that somewhere next week, so I'll let you know when I went through it.
Perfect.
Okay. All right. So is there any other business that we need to discuss?
I just wanted to check that we still have, do we still have the call next week from Tuesday?
Well, I don't think it makes a lot of sense right now, to be honest, because what we need to do is we need to update the document. There's not a whole lot to discuss, I think, because mm-hmm. we need to update the document, and the actual discussion now needs to take place with DNS org.
Mm-hmm.
Do you agree, Jacques? What do you think? So
yes.
I think that we, for now, I think for now we can do things via email, and maybe what we should do is. So when is the ICANN meeting? That's in 2 weeks or in 3 weeks?
No, it's in starting the 12th of October. So it's from today. It's 3 weeks. You can say.
Yeah. So then I would propose to have a conference call just before the ICANN meeting. Or at least schedule one so that we have a time slot and we can use it if necessary. And if not,
so maybe I should
profit.
Do a doodle poll for the week 6 till 12th of October, 10th of October.
6 till 10th. Yeah, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, please. If you could do that, please.
Okay. And
so
I will cancel the call next week. Because it's scheduled, so I'll cancel the call.
Yeah. Okay. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll work on the document, you know, offline.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, I think then, in that case, we're done.
All right.
So I will make a brief, summary of this call, and then I will send it to you, Gabi, for distribution.
Okay, and I'll make some notes as well.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks, Jacques. Bye.
Great.